USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A lot of things are happening. We're very well organized. We have great talent, great doctors, great everyone. This tremendous spirit.
President Trump talking to reporters outside the White House. The president also says the coronavirus is being monitored very closely. Stocks continue to take a beating on Wall Street. The Dow lost 357 points to finish at 25,409. Andy Puzner, former CKE CEO, tells Fox News, like many things, though, this will pass.
This is a temporal thing. The coronavirus, we will solve. It's a problem we will solve. In the United States, we're on top of this. We have great medical facilities, unlike China.
President Trump set to nominate Republican Congressman from Texas, John Ratcliffe, to be the next director of national intelligence. Find us online at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News.
How did you sleep last night? I can guarantee you I slept better than you did, unless you've got a MyPillow. You know, I get the best sleep of my life. I work better, I sleep better, I interact with people better, and I have been healthy. The healthiest I've been in years. And it's all because I get a good night's sleep with my MyPillow. Now, it's not the cheapest thing you're ever going to find, but guess what? Good health is worth everything. Try a MyPillow. If you don't like it, you can send it back in 60 days. And you've got a 10-year warranty. It's made in the USA. And Mike Lindell guarantees you're going to love your MyPillow. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. Get a great deal on a MyPillow by using my promo code, and I guarantee you, you'll get a good night's sleep or you get your money back.
A presidential candidate will make a rare appearance on one of the Sunday chat shows, as we hear from USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
The former VP and current Democratic presidential hopeful Joe Biden will be interviewed by Fox News anchor Chris Wallace for this weekend's edition of Fox News Sunday. It's newsmaking because Biden has not appeared on that Sunday program since way back in 2007. Biden is to discuss the results of the South Carolina primary, which is to be held on Saturday. He's predicting he's going to win there, and he'll discuss otherwise the latest surrounding his 2020 campaign, according to a Fox News press release.
The House passed legislation banning the sale of flavored electronic cigarettes by a vote of 213 to 195 on Friday. The bill does have bipartisan support, although some Republicans oppose restrictions on selling flavors to adults, saying that it punishes them for trying to quit smoking. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Phil. The new coronavirus called COVID-19 is spreading in China and beyond. While CDC is working to stop the spread of the virus, we can all play a role in stopping this deadly disease. The CDC Foundation is a nonprofit organization supporting emergency response efforts in the United States and around the world. To get updates and learn how to protect friends and loved ones, find out how to help by going to cdcfoundation.org.
Going a little bit more in depth on the coronavirus, acting White House Chief of Staff Mick Mulvaney was speaking at CPAC and asked about the administration's response to CPAC. He says the administration has been following the virus since day one.
People always, you know, like if there was one thing that people, if someone stops me in the hallway on the way out when I'm leaving, they'll say, Mick, you need to say this. You need to tell people what you're doing. And of course, we do all that. But when only one TV network wants to actually cover you, it's really hard to get your message out. In the last 24 hours, 48 hours, whatever, the administration is caught. We're scrambling. We don't know what to do. We were caught unprepared. We have no idea what's going on. That's the narrative, right? We put 15 different people in charge. My first meeting with Congress face to face was probably 6 weeks ago on coronavirus.
Wow.
Okay.
On Corona. Wow.
We had a chance. We went down to the Senate and down to the House the same day. Okay, I went down with Alex Azar, Dr. Kadlec, Dr. Fauci, all the people you've seen on television, the CDC, HHS, ASPR, all of the experts. You know, the word this morning is we're controlling the message and it's a political issue, not a medical issue. Completely false. We take the medical experts down, we put them in front of Congress 5-6 weeks ago. 5 senators show up, 10-15 members of the House of Representatives show up.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.